T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Twins fall last night to the Angels, 3-2. Just one bad pitch from Kenta Maeda was the difference. Ohtani goes 0-3. 3M open, Troy Merritt in a three-way tie for first place. Not bad. At 7-under par, 30 in the back nine yesterday. Minnesota United will play Portland tomorrow, and the beat goes on. Joining us right now, the man who helps run that franchise and is going to step down and go into retirement. I can't believe it. Chris Wright, congratulations.
Good morning, Michael. How are you doing?
Good. Yourself?
I'm doing really well. Doing very, very well.
Before we talk about you, we got the Olympics coming up, and we just saw, I don't want to bring this up, Spain beats England. Now, explain what that means, because I only sample size it when I walk across the street from TV and Brits is going crazy when there's a soccer game of that magnitude. What happens to you when you're watching the homeland play in international play like that?
Well, I mean, the Euros have just happened, and obviously, you know, massive disappointment for England in that they lost on penalties to Italy in the championship game. So the country, I think, was sort of somewhat devastated by that. But everybody's got to understand that, you know, our country has not won a major tournament since 1966 in the World Cup. You know, as the birthplace of the game, that obviously is devastating for a country like ours. So for us to get to the championship round of the Euros, play against Italy and then lose in a devastating way on penalties, you know, it's really sort of heartbreaking. And I don't know if you saw a lot of the images of people in pubs, social areas in England celebrating as our team did really well to get to the final. Equally as devastating at the end. Now, the team that they put out for the Olympics is a completely different type of squad. And now with, you know, as they call it, shamateurism, you know, you can put all sorts of different types of players out there. This is basically a very, very young team. Kids who are on the periphery of really the main team that has just played in the Euro. So it's not necessarily unexpected that they would lose to Spain. But obviously, it's still every single time you pull on that jersey, there's a sense of national pride. And it's still difficult when you lose to a country like Spain.
Understood. Your voice says it all, Chris. I love the passion and that you can feel when you talk through it. Now, here you are. You got the Minnesota United. You've built the stadium. You've come out of the pandemic. It looks like you're going to have a really good rest of the summer here in terms of fan base and in the standings. Why retire now, Chris?
Well, there's a number of different reasons, Mike. Number one, you know, thank you to the owners for giving me this opportunity at this stage of my career, number one. To return to my roots and sort of end my career on a full-time basis, you know, by developing and relaunching, as it were, Minnesota United when we opened the stadium. So we always talked about a four-year timeline, and even as early as January of this year, I started to talk to the owners about succession planning and how all of that would work. Believe it or not, I've just turned 72.
Believe that, but go ahead.
But I'm at the sort of tail end of my career, and I really do believe that there is another trajectory for this club. I don't think we're exactly where I would have planned us to have been if COVID hadn't hit us hard in basically 2020 and even to a degree at the beginning of 2021. So although the business is very, very healthy, the fan support is absolutely incredible, our team is performing, I still believe that there is another place to go. And I really do believe that another set of eyes, another voice, another person with a lot of energy to be able to go at it 24/7, 365, because that's what this job is really necessary at this point for the betterment of the club.
What does that, let's say that person comes from outside this market, what does that person need to know about this market, having worked in the NBA and soccer like you have in this town?
To be very honest with you, I don't think that was necessarily a consideration. It was one of the buckets that we sort of looked at. I was asked by ownership to put a plan together for them to take a look at of what I believe to be the strengths and the weaknesses of our organization and the type of person that we would need, you know, to take it on that next trajectory. And I think that when we sort of looked at four or five different sort of channels for whomever this replacement may be, I think that we really struggled with going outside of the market because so much of the revenues inside of our club are tied to local market revenues. It comes from fan support, it comes from local corporate partners, et cetera, and that's got to continue to be nurtured and developed. So I think that although I won't have a say in who is the replacement, there is a group of owners that are managing all of that. I think that the local market will be the focus.
What is it that you've learned about this market, and is it unique, or do we just think it's unique because we live in it with all the sports that we have and the market size per capita?
I think that there are two things. I think, you know, this is a medium-sized market with all of the professional sports franchises, a major Division X school in downtown Minneapolis, multiple private schools, you know, minor league baseball actually in the Twin Cities market. I think it is extremely, extremely competitive because of its market size. So I think that that is number one. And you've always got to remember that whomever you're chasing to be a partner with you in your team, you know, all of those other franchises are also doing the same. So points of differentiation in the way that you present your club, points of activation around what types of fans you have and how you can access those fans and basically deliver what would be a corporate message to those fans is really, really important. So you've really got to have your act together around the way that you present, what you're presenting, and really the value proposition of what your club offers versus all of the other clubs here in town.
And you and I have talked about this before, but I think that there's a lot of crossover in terms of people that would go to the same games, Twins games, or go to Timberwolves games, or go to Vikings games, or go to Wild games. I'm not so sure that's true with the Minnesota United. I almost feel like it's a force of, I don't want to say a rebellion, but it's a unique group that says soccer is our thing. And if that's a niche, I don't know if you call it a niche or what you call it, but the diversity that I see is they get off the light rail and they walk to a stadium in urban St. Paul. That's what it feels like.
Yeah, I mean, our audience is different to the majority of the other franchises and clubs here in town. We skew an awful lot younger. We skew, you know, not quite 50-50 male-female, which is very, very unusual. It's about 58-42. We skew to a different audience in terms of household income and size of family. But we also skew heavily into the world of diversity, and we've talked about this often in the past, but there are 251 languages and dialects that are spoken in the Twin Cities market, and we have really become the home for those first, second, third generation people who have come from other countries, who love our sport, love teams. We have become the home for that community. So our audience is very, very, very diverse. And I think that that is one of the things that is a strength of Minnesota United.
Chris, thank you so much. Always enjoy visiting with you, and we'll do it again soon.
Yeah, let's do it again, Mike. Okay, all the best, Mike.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.